Yeah, Mark Birchfield, meteorologist, National Weather Service, Springfield. So as far as today goes, we're really looking at what we call elevated fire danger. So when we get conditions to where the winds are gusty, and today we'll have wind gusts in the 30 to 40 mile per hour range, and when you combine that with dry air mass, so we're talking about humidity that in the afternoon it gets down generally below 30%. When you get those conditions, and we're still at the time of year to where things haven't quite greened up all the way, all the trees aren't out yet, so we can see some elevated fire conditions, and those are generally conditions to where fires, if they were to develop, they can, you know, spread rapidly. So outside burning is kind of discouraged except by maybe experienced fire personnel. So that's kind of the conditions that we're expecting today. Today we're looking at temperatures again in the lower 80s, and that's going to challenge a few records out there for this day. So we're going to have a front that moves towards the area during the evening and overnight hours tonight. And we're actually beginning to see a little bit of that up in central Missouri, where there's a couple of thunderstorms that have developed kind of up in Truman Lake and going up into central Missouri. We're going to see some thunderstorms develop as that front moves in. Now, this front will not be one that's quick to move. And so that's going to give the area several opportunities for showers and thunderstorms, generally beginning tonight and then continuing kind of in an off-and-on fashion through Saturday. So we're not expecting rain the entire time from tonight through Saturday. It will kind of come in waves. So we think that first wave, which as far as tonight goes, a lot of that may stay north of the interstate, of Interstate 44. So south of Interstate 44 tonight into tomorrow, chances are kind of lower. Those chances really do go up for areas south of I-44. We're really looking at Thursday and Friday. Those would kind of be the 2 days to hone in on of showers and thunderstorms Thursday and Friday. Now, since it's been so warm, and once we get a little bit closer to Thursday and Friday, we're going to continue to see the humidity finally go back up. We're going to see moisture come back up out of the south. And so given those warm temperatures and the humidity, that could increase our potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms during that Thursday and Friday time period. So that will be something we want people to be aware of and just kind of, you know, remain in that possibility, especially if you have any outdoor plans Thursday and Friday. Now, for those that are looking, you know, into the upcoming weekend here, out of the 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, Saturday has the highest chance of rain. So rain chances Saturday, especially in the morning, are pretty high. However, anyone, you know, that's got activities on Sunday, Easter Sunday, we're looking like that system will have moved out, and so we're expecting clear and sunny skies on Easter Sunday.